You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition. Among the many events in our nation this past week, the funerals of two great Americans stand out. In their own way, the lives of Aretha Franklin and Senator John McCain were distinct and contributed profoundly to our American culture. You might say, this woman and this man are what helped to make America great. For they spoke and they lived and sought for what Abraham Lincoln called our better angels. Perhaps you watched their respective funerals, or as I did, watched portions of them. Or perhaps you saw one of the documentaries shown in the past week or so about their life and their respective life's journeys. Friday's funeral of Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, showcased not only her popular tunes, but also the power of her upbringing in the gospel music tradition, through which she became literally and figuratively a voice for God and the causes of faith and justice. If you ever heard Aretha sing Amazing Grace, the way she did for Pope Francis in 2015 in Philadelphia, you know what I mean. But some of her popular songs also had an undertone of spirituality. As a college student, infatuated with a young woman, I used to sing, I Say a Little Prayer for You. The moment I wake up and have my coffee break now, I say a little prayer for you. Her name was Julie. And later, I laughed aloud when I saw the Blues Brothers movie. Do you remember that? And watched Aretha's display her charismatic magic as she danced and sang to her best-selling song, Think About What You've Done With Me. Catch that scene on YouTube. It's a great scene, not just of Aretha, but it has a poignant message. But it was one of her greatest hits, Respect, that had the first social impact on our culture. For the song was not just about wanting a man's respect in a relationship when he came home, for it signaled the cry of African American women, as well as all women, for respect. Indeed, does not each of us expect respect from one another? Yes, Aretha Franklin brought to our nation a greater sense of R-E-S-P-E-C-T. And then there was yesterday's memorial for Senator John McCain. The way he lived and died spoke volumes. His love for his wife and children, for his friends, and especially for all those men and women in our nation's service were powerfully revealed in the eulogies of this American hero. The funeral demonstrated a pageantry of unity that despite the conflicts and polarizations we are experiencing, McCain's last message, loud and clear, is that there is more that unites us than divides us. Some of you may know that on at least one occasion, Senator McCain was here in this front pew at Holy Trinity in June of 2008 when he attended the funeral of Tim Russert, our parishioner, and well-respected national news commentator. It was on that occasion when Senator McCain and Senator Obama, both campaigning against each other for our nation's highest office, that as a sign of our nation's political unity, they sat aside one another here. Political foes, yes, but friends nevertheless. And we witnessed Senator McCain, before he died, asked his political foe, yet friend, former President Obama, to deliver the eulogy, a gesture of magnanimity that our nation needs desperately. Let us pray that these gestures of national unity did not end at the National Cathedral yesterday. Incidentally, at the funeral, you might have seen the homily was given by a Jesuit, Father Ed Rees, the brother of Father Tom Rees, whom you well know, presides at Mass here occasionally. Father Ed Rees was a close friend of the McCains. Why? You see, the senator and his wife, Cindy, sent two sons to Brophy High School, our Jesuit prep school in Phoenix. In fact, there is a wing of the school named for these two, John and Cindy McCain. On a personal note, last year at the Ken Burns movie on Vietnam at Kennedy Center, there was a showing with Senator Kennedy and Kerry and Senator McCain. And I was walking around in Clark's. Senator McCain came up to me, and I introduced myself as a Jesuit. Wrong. He looked at me and he said, "Hey, Cindy, see this guy? His order cost you and I a bunch of bucks." Yes, indeed, Senator McCain, with wit and wisdom, in life and in death, represented our nation's better angels. Now, you might wonder, what does these funerals have to do with tonight's gospel? The lives of Aretha Franklin and Senator McCain, what's with them? Well, actually, they're powerful witnesses of faith and respect are quite relevant. For you see, Jesus is seen confronting the religious leaders who prioritize the externals of religion, namely the rituals. Now, it's important to note that Jesus was not against washing hands or rituals, or washing one's feet, but the ways in which the religious authorities of those days lorded over him and his disciples, like they were country bumpkins from the area of Galilee. They were put down, not just here, but on other occasions. It was an instance of abuse of power. And Jesus always challenged such abuse of power. Jesus confronted them and underlined the distinction between what is of divine origin and what is of human institutions, now as well as then. And referring to Isaiah, Jesus highlights what prophets have always attacked, the corrupting of religious practices and the oppression of the poor through burdensome religious rules. And so I'd like to suggest that Aretha Franklin and Senator John McCain did as Jesus did. Their life and their funerals raised up for us instances when power had been abused, both domestically and internationally, and they, like Jesus, spoke truth to power. The gospel also seems to speak to the current crisis in the Catholic Church, the anguish and the anger of the abuse of power in our church radiates inside our church and beyond. And one wonders, what can one do? Well, I'd like to offer that our parish is doing many things. You'll see in the bulletin, there will be an announcement again in the announcements. There are meetings next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, sponsored, coordinated by Voice of the Faithful. On Saturday and Sunday afternoon, I invite you to check the website. If you want, please register, because they're restricting the numbers to about 20 or 25 each. But there will be more, if you wish. We've already had other groups have been meeting. The men's group have met. The RCIA group have met. And the teachers of the school. If you noticed, a few days ago, many of our teachers were on in the Washington Post praying before the Basilica. It was the fruit of their discernment and their listening sessions. Individually and collectively, my fellow staff members and fellow Jesuits, we've been listening to you. How can we help? And tomorrow, I, along with other parish priests, are meeting with Cardinal Wuerl, a question and answer session. I invite you. If you have any questions you wish me to ask him, now it's important to know, I know it's on many of your minds, what about his resigning? You need to know that 2 years ago, on his 75th birthday, he He did resign. It is on the cardinal, it's on the Pope's desk. This is the issues that we're facing painfully, by discerning together with prayer. At the end of this liturgy, I will read a letter from Cardinal World that he asked to be read at the Masses. But allow me to leave you not so much with the turmoil of our church, but the serenity that each of us felt on the funerals of Aretha Franklin and Senator McCain. Allow me to give you the words of that popular prayer, the Serenity Prayer, written and prayed certainly at 12-step programs, and prayed many times for healing and hope. But it was written by Ronald Newborn, a Protestant theologian in the thick of World War II. He wrote these words: God grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as the pathway to peace, taking, as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that He will make all things right if I surrender to God's will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with God forever in the next. Amen.